Here in Washington, Senate Republicans today blocked a vote on President Obama's nominee to head the Federal Consumer Protection Agency. Richard Cordray, a former attorney general from Ohio, confronted near-unanimous opposition from Republicans, and that opposition led to dismay from President Obama.
And this makes absolutely no sense.
Now, most Republicans say they don't have a problem with the nominee, but rather with the agency he was supposed to head. They want changes at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The agency was designed to protect people from the kind of lending practices that led to the financial crisis. The president spoke to reporters a short time ago and offered his response.
We either have a country where everybody fends for themselves, or we create a country where everybody does their fair share. Everybody's got a fair chance, and we ensure that there's fair play out there.
That at least is the way the president framed the issue a few moments ago. He went on to say that he's going to continue to push Republicans on the issue.
So I just want to send a message to the Senate. We are not giving up on this. We are going to keep on going at it. We are not going to allow politics as usual on Capitol Hill to stand in the way of American consumers being protected by unscrupulous financial operators.
The president speaking today after Senate Republicans blocked his choice to head a consumer protection agency.